This episode of the Miss Adventurous podcast is the final in my love series. It is one of the last days in February. It is a leap year, by the way, so we do get 29 days, but I just want to share with you an enlightened experience that I recently have and why I'm choosing to let love guide me through life. Welcome to Miss Adventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge, a colour lover who's filling out the grey area that we call life to help you live a more colourful life and help you unlock your mind so that you can be adventurous too. If you're a regular listener of the Miss Adventurous podcast, you'll know that I am quite spiritual. I'm into my meditation, chakras, I do yoga. I am of that ilk, and I recently went to a women's circle meditation and it was so incredibly powerful. I didn't realize how powerful it was going to be on the way up there, but it was just so grounding and connecting with about 21 different women. And we all had different types and different forms of love in our hearts. And it was so beautiful to just be in that room and listen to these women share their stories, what they were dealing with, their experiences, and the way that they share and communicate love. And being a woman, I've come to realize that we are all beautiful, loving creatures with the ability to create life, which is a really crazy, awesome experience. And I used to really be afraid of becoming a mother because I looked at the way that my mum raised me and I really wasn't keen to do that and to think that if I was going to raise children, it would be like her, because you know what they say, people are like their parents. Well, with every single lesson that I learn, I come to realize that I am more like my mother than I know. But another thing that I actually realized is that my mum was an incredible mother. She is an incredible mother. Although she lives on a different part of the world, in a different country, I still speak to her regularly. I still have that connection with her. And she raised me, you know, she carried me in her belly. She literally gave me life. Yes, my dad helped a lot, but she was the one that I have this deep connection to her. And even right now, I'm feeling quite emotional because we are such emotive beings. And to be sitting in that room full of all these incredible emotive beings, beautiful goddess of women who just had to do and feel through their own power, it occurred to me that we have an incredible gift as women to give and create love. And when the term making love, all right, okay, you can call it whatever you want, having sex, but like when you actually make love, you are creating a life, right? And that life that, you know, comes from making love is something that can never ever be broken, in my opinion, because I have this deep, profound love for my mum. And I know she's going to hear this, and I absolutely love you, mum. And it's a really scary thought to think about creating a life other than my own and filling it with love. Just even the thought of that is quite daunting and scary. But when I look back and I come to think about like how far I've got in life, all of it has been as a result of my love for myself to push myself forward, to go deep into this career of trying to be a radio announcer, but then also the love of myself to recognize that that life wasn't serving anymore. And every time I would go, I would think up a scenario and be like, man, I would love it if that happened. Like I remember thinking I'd love to move to New Zealand. And here I am living in New Zealand. So it's a great thing to let love guide you. There is so much love in my life. And I'm going to work on giving more of that love that I have found within my heart. You know, if you go back and listen to these episodes of love, the first one is self-love. It's getting the foundations right for your own love that's inside of you, being okay with your body, being able to understand where you're coming from that place of love, and then putting it outwards and creating another life with it, which is just massive. You know, the thought of actually bearing a child and like having something go on in my belly, like I connected with my own stomach again. Like I hadn't held my stomach in a really long time. But down at this meditation, we were just saying beautiful things and there was lots of singing and songs that was just making us feel and lifted and powerful. And at the start of the meditation, we were asked to put a hand on our heart and a hand on our womb. And it was then when I was like, wow, I haven't actually held my belly in a really long time. And there's so much behind the skin of my own stomach, like the physical reproductive organs that are in there. They're not just for sex, you know, they are what defines me as a woman, and they are what creates my thoughts. The hormones that run through my blood create all these thoughts and actions and emotions, and they make me who I am. And I was put here by love. So it's a really scary thought, and I've said it scary a lot, and I don't know if you've kind of already picked it, but I'm letting love guide me into motherhood, which is a huge deal for me, because I, up until I went to this meditation, I would happily have had my tubes tied and never wanted kids. And I'd never look at kids and go, I kind of want that someday. I was getting to a point where I'd look at little babies and be like, oh yeah, they're a bit cute. I know I'd have really cute Asian babies, but like stop the conversation there, stop the thoughts there, and not even like think about or entertain the idea of bringing something of my own into the world. And now I actually do want that. Not, you know, anytime soon. I'm going to let love flow into my life as it has in all the times it has before. I think I'm ready to be a mother, and I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to try. Although, you know, I have been practicing. I'm just going to let it happen and be okay with it when it does. And I've still got fear. I'm getting emotional right now because I am quite scared of what that whole thing means. But I feel like connecting with the females and the long line of female lineage and the power that is behind me as a woman, and the women in my family that have come before me, they've given me life, and I want to be a part of that lineage, and I want it to carry on. So yeah, I'm letting love guide me into motherhood, which I never, ever, ever thought I'd say. And now I don't know what that means for my life right now. And I'm very quite adamant that it's not going to change my life right now. I don't think it'll happen in the next, like, you know, 2 or 3 years. I'm too busy building a business. But I feel like once that sort of gets ticking over and I can run that without having to put too much work into it, there will be a time, you know, once I've done all the traveling that I need to do, like once I've fulfilled other callings and desires to actually be in different parts of the world, then there will come to a point where it's time for me to bring love, more love and life into this world. And yeah, I think it's just something that I really feel like I need to do. And you, if you've got kids and you're listening to this, I would absolutely love some advice, or just to know that you're actually listening to this podcast. And if you're getting anything from it, let me know. It genuinely brightens up my day when you tell me that you listen to my podcast and that you loved a certain part of it or that it helped you. So let me know, Tiffany_Rouge on Instagram. Hit me up, because there is so, so much love for you just listening to this episode. And if you've listened to any other ones, to listening to them, thank you so much. I have so much gratitude, and I absolutely love you for doing that. So thank you, and cheers to motherhood. Well, that's almost it from me here on Miss Adventurous. If you dig what you hear and want to keep up to date with every single episode of the Miss Adventurous podcast, hit subscribe however you're listening to this right now. And if you want to be even more of a legend and help other wayward adventurers find this path, I'd love it if you head on over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. Go on, 5 stars for all that positivity, right? So until next time, and don't forget, it's the small choices that we make every single day that build up to that big change that you're working towards. So stay with it.